Joining us on the line from London, Malcolm Stewart for Nick Strauss and the Berwick Motor Group. They buy cars and want yours. Free online valuations right now. Hi, Malcolm.
Hello, good morning. Grim economic news here today, with the disclosure that Britain is suffering the worst inflation crisis of any top economic country, the so-called G7 group. Consumer prices have risen by 10.1% this year so far. It's the biggest leap since 1982, and a higher rate than in America or in the major European Union countries. Families are under pressure as shopping bills rise and rail fares set to increase, hitting commuters in particular. The rise in the costs of basic food items is piling more pressure on consumers, already facing the steepest real pay cuts on record, and comes ahead of another jump in energy bills this winter. The two candidates vying to be our next Prime Minister are divided on the question of solutions. Liz Truss says she'll use an emergency budget to kickstart her plan to get the economy growing and put money into the pockets of hard-working people by promising tax cuts. However, her rival, Rishi Sunak, the former Chancellor, says her plan would fuel further inflation and risk making it last far longer. Meanwhile, shoppers here are seeing basic items like milk 28% more expensive than last year, while filling a car costs nearly 50% more, with pay 4% lower in real terms.